Sorry. Okay. Okay, everybody, we're back. So, Mr. Lin, we had a discussion. And so, as you know, the city is not aware that I suggest or we suggested another option of an appeal. However, the city would have to, because they were not informed that this might be an appeal, they would have an option of responding to that, and they may contest that or they may not. But what I was thinking, and then we would decide whether or not it could go forward as an appeal or a complaint. I was just throwing that out as an option that you might want to look at. And so what we could do is we could schedule a motion. If the city wants to bring a motion to contest jurisdiction of an appeal, then we can schedule that on that same day as the hearing. And then if we decided that it could not be heard as an appeal, then it could be moved, it could go forward as a complaint. If we decided that it could be heard as an appeal, then we can go forward as an appeal. But either way, you would have the same opportunity to present witnesses, cross-examine witnesses, and everything else, and then submit briefing with regard to the merits, and then we would take care of the procedural issue prior to the directly before the hearing starts. Does that sound fair to
Yeah,
you?
I think that's reasonable. So basically, just to make sure I'm hearing you correctly, it sounds like you propose that there actually be kind of a mini hearing on the appeal or complaint issue, and then, but regardless, we can have the hearing on the merits of the
Right, either way.
underlying thing. Either way, but we certainly have our. I think we're pretty convinced on one way, the preferred way we'd like to go. But yeah, I think I understand just from an efficiency standpoint that that would work for us. My hope is, I don't know if potentially, if the city and us are already in agreement though, then maybe that wouldn't be necessary. But I guess we'll find out on the day of the hearing or even before.
Well, what we could do is, you haven't had a chance to talk to your client. So once you do that, if you want to exercise that option of looking at appeal, then contact Wendy Hobson right away. And then she'll contact the city and say, okay, we have this procedural issue. And then Ms. Hobson can schedule both the motion, city's motion, if the city decides to bring a motion prior to the hearing and the hearing on the same day, and also give you the briefing schedule. Does that sound correct to you,
And
Ms.
Chair, if I may, Mr. Lim, this is Martha Lance. I'm the board's attorney. I am not certain if you've been in contact with the city's attorney, Ms. Comer. I think I saw that you had
I definitely have. I mean, well before.
You could also feel free to reach out to her, because from the city's perspective, they have been proceeding that this is a complaint, which has its own, the evidence in the hearing would basically be the same, but the board's authority and jurisdiction would be different. So if you would like to reach out to her and discuss the matter, that might give you an understanding of what the city's perspective on that matter would be.
I mean, I assume there's nothing that prevents us and Ms. and the city, Ms. me and Ms. Comer from discussing the issue beforehand. I mean, if there's agreement on it, I can't imagine the Civil Service Board is gonna raise any concerns if we agree upon one or the other instruments, correct?
So, but regardless, the board's coordinator will certainly proceed with the scheduling and give you the briefing schedule and all of
Absolutely.
that. So.
I think, well, I guess the only question I would have is I think I'll reach out to Ms. Comer. I think the issue is just if we're not in agreement with the city, then we would want to just brief that issue too, I guess. So that everybody y'all can, make your decision based off of that. So maybe there's a way that, me and Ms. Comer can just confer, and then let you all know if we are in disagreement, and then that way that could be part of the briefing process as well.
Right, exactly.
Okay, fair enough.
All right.
Okay.
You have any other matters you'd like to bring up, Mr. Lau?
No, I think, you know, our understanding was this is a discussion about jurisdiction. So, you know, we're not trying to do a hearing right now. So, no, okay. That's it. But we will. So as far as us, we should be able to get back within, honestly, 24 hours regarding this appeal or complaint issue. And then I will also reach out to Ms. Comer and discuss it. And I think jointly, one way or another, we will communicate whether there's agreement or not between us and the city to the board, and then we can proceed accordingly.
Okay, great.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So I understand there's still more on the agenda, but we can sign off if we'd like.
Yeah, you can sign off.
Yeah, okay, then, fair enough. Yeah, okay. I mean, I know it's public meeting, but thank you very much, y'all. Thank you.
Okay. So the next item is discussion on a proposed personnel rule change related to classifications. And Director Fritz and I had a discussion, brief discussion, I think yesterday or the day before. And she wants to work on, I sent out my proposed rule to everybody. And so what she would like to do is further define the parameters of that rule. And she also mentioned adding review by the city council and approval by the city council as well, which I'm certainly okay with. But I think probably, and unless you guys want to provide any input right now about the rule, I think we should go ahead and schedule that for our July meeting, because Director Frith was really going to take a lead on further nailing down the criteria to define classified versus unclassified. And so I certainly want to utilize her expertise and knowledge before we really get deep into it, before we finalize something. So unless you all...
I just have a question.
Oh, yeah.
So would that be both a discussion and an action? Because oftentimes when you have a discussion, the light comes on and you do come up with a suggested change or addition. Right now,
yeah.
I don't necessarily have a vibration
right
one way or the other. So just a question, would it be set for action? Or is it possible if there needed an additional thing we could put on?
Yeah, absolutely. If we need additional discussion, we can schedule additional discussion. And then Ms. Lance is going to tell us when the clock will start running as far as, but right now we're not into that clock. We haven't made a formal action yet. So right now it's just under discussion. And so I think we'll just leave it that way for the next meeting. And then the meeting after that, if we're ready, we have the time to take a formal action. If not, we can have further discussion.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that. Your action when you take it would be, we like this amongst ourselves, and we want to propose it to the city council. And your action would be to transmit it in whatever state you agree upon to the council. But you don't have a deadline pushing you to do that. The deadlines begin once that action is taken.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So unless we have anything else on that, the next item is a consideration of matters set for public hearing. There's nothing there. Civil Service Coordinator report.
I just wanted to kind of touch base with you all. I know some of you have responded to me and given me your availability for the rest of this month and next month for scheduling this, but there are a few I have not heard from. So I need to, I'll be getting back to you to schedule that. And I don't have, I've got everybody's availability written down on calendars back upstairs at my desk. Are you all available July 11th?
Yeah, I am anyway, July 11th.
11? Yes. So I just need to check with Board Member Sexton. Ben, are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
You are?
Yes.
Okay. So that might be a possibility. We might be able to get it scheduled for the July meeting. Or would you prefer not to do that if you're going to have a discussion on the personnel?
Well,
11th or July 11th?
July 11th? Is that what your question?
Yeah.
Yeah, July 11th it would be the hearing on the Martin complaint.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Okay. I'm open, so.
And Mr. Martin is a firefighter, right? Okay. So, my thinking is that people are entitled to a timely hearing, and so they should, the hearing should take precedence over everything.
Okay.
So,
I will reach out to him
then. If we have a hearing on the 11th, then we'll have to move the personnel roll to August.
Okay.
Unless you guys are. You guys are in agreement with that?
Is there a reason we need to keep it on the July agenda in case we have time to get to it and push it if need be?
Okay, we can do that. It's not going to hurt to have it on the agenda. That's a good idea. Hey, Assistant Director Beidelman, we have the Human Resources Director report and requests.
Yes, thank you, Chair Hansen, members of the Civil Service Board. I'm standing in for Director Fritz tonight, and I have just a couple of things to report. The first is that the City Council's been meeting regularly to discuss the recommendations made by the Charter Review Committee, and their next special meeting is tomorrow at 11 a.m. in TMB North 16, if there's any interest in that. And then next is, since our last Civil Service Board meeting, there have been no new hires under the blanket waiver, interestingly enough, so we have nothing to report. I know. There will be more, but what we're going to attempt to do is make the report that goes from one meeting to the next meeting and everything that happened in between. So we've had some new hires, but they've either been appointed or under one of the existing waivers, like out of area and that sort of thing. So, but we do have some, we're aware of some already coming for June, so we will have a report for you next month on that.
Well, I would just say you guys are doing a great job, because as I'm job hunting, and I know I can't apply for the city, yesterday it says there are 491 City of Tacoma jobs available. I'm like, bye. So great job, guys.
All right, interesting. And then my last, I just wanted to make an introduction. Keith, would you like to come up and join us here?
Sure.
So we have been recruiting for a talent acquisition manager, and we managed to snag Keith Gulley from the City of Seattle. And so, yeah. So Keith, do you want to just introduce yourself?
Yes.
Maybe brief background?
Absolutely. Thanks, Cheryl. My name is Keith Gulley. I'm the new talent acquisition manager for the City of Tacoma, so I'm very excited to be here today. I spent the last 11 years for the City of Seattle. I worked there as a talent acquisition manager for Seattle City Light for about 5 years, and then I promoted up to director of recruiting for about 6 years, where I led recruitments, mainly for executive recruitments for the mayor's office and then our departments that we supported as well, and then kind of dotted line for the other departments that we that were over. So very excited to be here. Yeah, I'm very passionate about recruiting. So I'm excited to hear that there's a lot of opportunities open that we'll be recruiting for, and a lot of exciting plans to be able to work on the leadership of Cheryl and Director Fritz. So thank you.
Great. Well, we're lucky to have you. So from
congratulations.
Experience and you're going to bring quite a wealth of knowledge to the city. So that's great. Thank you. Appreciate your being here.
No, absolutely. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so we're pretty excited about that. And that concludes the HR director's report this evening.
Oh, Board Member Klein has a question.
Yeah, when you mentioned the Charter Review Committee's recommendations, if someone were to want to refresh themselves on what they might be and what went into the final, is it on a website or somewhere?
It is posted.
You go to the city's website, and I think there's a little brick that says City Charter, and it'll take you right there, or in the search bar on cityoftacoma.org, you can Google Charter Review, and you'll find the final report of the Charter Review Committee that has 24 recommendations to the council for changes to the charter. And that's what the council is considering. So that's all there. And then, as Cheryl said, the council has been meeting. They've been sort of chunking it out and going through various of the recommendations. And that has been done in some study sessions, some committee of the whole, and a series of all day special meetings. And I guess there's one more tomorrow.
And Councilor Lance, could you clarify then the next step? The city council doesn't have to accept all of them.
Nope, they can.
And the ones they do, they then recommend for vote of the public?
Yes, that they can accept, reject, modify, or send items of their own to the count or to the voters for consideration on the ballot in the November election. So there's that would all have to get done. That gets done. It all has to be wrapped up, and anything that is put on the ballot has to go. The council would then advance whatever they wanted to the ballot in a resolution. And that resolution would then trigger the auditor's office to place those items on the ballot.
That's due by August 5th. So that's the time. That would be the time.
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
that's a random date to have in your head, but good.
Yeah, we're placing something on the ballot.
Yes.
Okay, so what's going to be on the ballot is going to be out there on August 5th.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it would be before that. That's the date that it has to be transmitted to the auditor. But I would say the mid-July council meeting is probably where they would advance whatever resolution would pull that together. But I don't have that off the top of my head, but it would obviously be on their agenda.
You know, I read the recommendations, and unless I was reading them wrong, they were saying they didn't want to eliminate the residency.
No, that's correct. They recommended that section 6 point, whatever it is, strike the citizenship requirement,
right, yeah.
But they left the residency recommended to be left intact.
Now, whether the council, because I know there are some council members that are pretty adamantly opposed to the residency requirement,
mm-hmm.
So we'll see how that fleshes out.
Yep.
Okay. Did you have anything additional?
No, that was the end of my report.
Okay, great. Comments by the public? All right. So is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion or questions? Okay. We're done.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Everybody have a great weekend. Catch up.
Nice seeing you, Myra.
Myra.
Hopefully we'll see you in person soon.
Yep. Next.